You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, we are going right now to that time of the week. We always do this, 4 o'clock Wednesdays on Camel Hump Day. We have what we call the Grand Council. I've got two brethren in radio who've been doing this longer than me, Dale Jackson from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up in Huntsville, also writing for Yellowhammer News, and Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show down yonder in Mobile, and also the executive editor for 1819 News. And with that being said, I'll call the roll, but I think I'm getting one. It's just Jeff. Do I have Jeff on the phone? I do have Jeff. Here. Wait, did I hear Dale?
Whoa.
Dale Jackson showed up. We were about to mock him for not being in attendance, Jeff. We got hosed.
I would have mocked him anyway, though. we moved this time from Thursday to Wednesday to accommodate him, and somehow he almost nearly screwed it up.
I don't understand. It's like a lack of respect. Dale Jackson, you're here.
Yeah, you know what they say when they say someone almost screwed something up? It means they didn't. So I'm right here. So anything you guys want to do, let's go.
You cause us a lot of heartburn.
All right, I'm pronouncing a quorum. Hit it, Boomer.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! All right. A quorum having been assembled, the Grand Council is in effect, and the rules are always the same. We ask each other questions. We see how we do. We don't always agree, but we still love each other when it's done, even Dale Jackson. Dale, you go first.
All right. So there's been some really big news in the media today. This congressman from New York, I mean, that's the hugest story that's ever existed in the history
Lord.
Of the media. I'm glad that they're on top of this. Is there anything that Joe Biden could do other than being caught on video robbing Fort Knox while sexually harassing a young girl and sexually assaulting a young boy that would make the interest of the media switch from George Santos to Joe Biden?
I guess only if Dale Jackson were in the pictures, but there's that. I mean, yeah, you know, I saw that earlier. I got you know, double screens up here on the and like everything. CNN was nothing but George Santos. Well, you know what they're doing? They're trying to crush the very slim majority that we have. Now, by the way, the guy's a weird load. I mean, he just is. He's a weird load.
He's a loser. Yeah, we get it.
But this is amazing to me that the DOJ can track him down, bird dog his life, find, you know, the ability to convene a grand jury, get an indictment, and then just with lightning speed move forward on, you know, even he's out on $500,000 bond. There are people walking the streets of New York City right now that murdered somebody and got out of jail with cash-free bond. It boggles the mind. Jeff, you weigh in.
I guess if Biden insulted Taylor Swift, what do you think? Would that condemn him in the eyes of the public? Think of that, or if he did something. If he did something to Barack Obama or Michelle Obama, I mean, you gotta think. It's not necessarily. In this society, it's not how bad it is. It's just kind of who it is, I guess.
Yeah. Well, your own question, Dale. Weigh in on it.
Well, obviously not. I mean, I think they laid it out pretty well. We've got all this stuff going on. And we have all these people saying, look, here's all the things Joe Biden and his family were doing. And the media's like, well, yeah, you know what?
George Santos.
That's just the way it is. You know, that's how things work. But did you see what George Santos did? There's the real story.
I saw an image, by the way, Santos walking out of the courthouse after, you know, posting bond and pleading not guilty. And the press, it was like a shark feeding frenzy. They were running up the stairs, gathering around him with cameras. And man, he was a fish out of water. It was something. All right, I'm going to take the next one because I could not help but notice on Twitter that Jeff Poor met personally with Representative Wandling Gavan. And I just got to know how that went down and what exactly you say she meant when you said that there was maybe perhaps some other language involved or something like that. Wandling a van who's not afraid to use the N-word to discuss her fellow black Republicans.
Well, so Mary Moore, John Rogers ultimately, and then I think Napoleon Bracy were about to break down and go to the well and say something about it. It was really what the story had been prolonged because Chris Pringle, the House pro tem, went on Sean Sullivan's radio show and said that Wandling was off her meds. They've had to have security come escort her out of chambers before for her disruptive behavior.
It's true.
And they were taking exception to that. They said that wasn't true. So anyway, the story we put up on 1819 News, and of course it's just been Wandle and the van all day long. The stories write themselves. And I guess Craig Monger and I were in the House press gallery, and Wandle's trying to get time to speak, but they wouldn't allow her to do it. And so what happened was she's going back and forth all over the chamber. She sees Craig and I in the press gallery. The press box is kind of a glass box in the back of the chamber. And she beelines for us. She points at us and she's coming. And I'm thinking, this is not going to end well. And in that press gallery, there is Brian Lyman. There's Kim Chandler. There's Mike Tyson. There's all these other degenerate reporters in there. And I'm like, this is going to happen right in front of all these people, too. And Craig and I, well, say your prayers. And she comes in, and she's actually kind of nice and says, look, all I want to say to you 1819 guys is thank you for using good photos of me. And then she kind of walked away, but then I saw the birdie finger come up and kind of swirl around us.
Oh, God.
Craig and I look at each other, and we say, what? Did you see what I saw? So I think she flipped us off. But it was very surreptitiously.
All I know is you could have made money off that picture if you'd had it, if he snapped it quick enough.
But it gets one addendum to the story. So I just heard from Craig. He just texted me. He's there there's a June 15th House hearing about the holiday. And one woman saw him and came down and sat next to him and told him that they're going to be friends whether he liked it or not.
So Dale, way in here, has he gotten one up on us because he's been flipped off by Wandling a van?
I guess so. It's pretty cool. But congratulations to Jeff. did you flip her off back?
No. Dale, you need to come to the State House with me someday.
It's a hoot.
I don't want to get black lung disease passed.
You need to come to the State House, and I'm just kind of curious. It's not so much that I want to see their reaction to you. I want you to see it, and I want you to see and just have your reaction to the House chamber and just some of the chaos that
it's
goes
madness.
Allowed to go on.
I've
here.
Seen it. Super, I've seen it. It's
No. You see one dimensional, one camera view of it. You haven't seen the big picture.
Listen, I came downstairs more than once from the Senate upstairs, and I'd walk in, and it was like somebody had kicked an anthill. It was madness. And I actually told one of the representatives one time, I said, this place scares me. I'm going back upstairs. And the House can be madness sometimes. Before we run out of time, Jeff.
It's a way more impressive place. Real quick, my question.
Yeah.
The grocery tax and the 2 cents, I'm getting a lot of pushback on it from my listeners and conservatives saying that's not good enough. And if you give them 2 cents now, you're never going to get that second 2 cents on the state grocery tax later. There's no reason to think you'll get that. What do you guys think? Is this? I mean, you don't want to let the perfect be enemy of the good, but I'm inclined to think that may be the end of it if they just give us 2 cents now.
I think if they don't pass at least the 2 cents now, we'll never see any cents taken off of it. I think they've. You take what you can get, and you go for more later if you have to. But don't be so dissatisfied with the quest for perfection, like you said, that you sacrifice the opportunity for the good. So while I'd rather see all 4 cents go, or at least have a phase-in opportunity later on for the other 2 cents, if you don't take the 2 cents that's on the table right now, you're a fool. So there's my thought. Dale, real quick.
Yeah, I think you take the 2 cents and you give credit where credit is due, and then you tell them that, hey, it's not over yet. And I think Jeff's right. It's hard to argue that they'll come back to it, but, you know, there's election years coming up and things like that. Maybe they will care a little bit about it down the line.
And I guarantee you, if they get enough accolades and they see, and people actually, you know, give them attaboys for it, they'll want that 2 cents later on. But because they'll be tasting it. They'll be like, I was really a conservative for a minute. All right, let's take a break. Boomer, we'll do that right now. We're in the Grand Council. Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile and with 1819 News. Dale Jackson with 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN out of Huntsville and with Yellowhammer News and just little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Going right back now to round two of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Dale, I do believe you got first on the next round two. Go ahead.
That is correct. Thank you so much. Jeff Poor is already upset at me for this. He's worried about those in rural Alabama's access to Drag Queen Story Hour. So we've seen what's happened in Oklahoma, where the governor has said, no more PBS. We're done with this nonsense. We're not allowing this stuff into our state, and we're not going to pay for it anymore. Gone. Defunding PBS. I think Alabama should follow suit. Defund PBS, defund NPR. Jeff Poor, I know he already disagrees. Is this something that they might look at?
So let me ask you. I mean, I saw the article about Oklahoma. You're right. And if they were going to be promoting Drag Queen Story Hour, Is our Alabama Public Television promoting Drag Queen Story Hour in Alabama? Has it been a thing?
I think just mostly on their news hour. I don't think they're running the same content. I got a call from the guy who runs some of the stuff out of Birmingham, and he's like, "We didn't run any of that stuff. We didn't do it. It's the other guys. It's not us." But I have a philosophical disagreement with it as well, all the way around. But I think that we have pretty much seen people kind of fired up about this. Is this something Alabamians might take on?
I think not right now. I mean, the days of Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers and, you know, watching Zoom and all these shows, I loved it as a kid. I don't know that public television really makes a dent anymore. I don't know. But if we're not the ones who are promoting Drag Queen Story Hour, then I don't see the need to conflate, you know, guilt by association with all the others. But I say NPR radio. I'm there. Jeffro.
Yeah, WBHM's a left wing outlet. I mean, the thing they did to Tuberville today is just ridiculous.
What did they do to Tuberville today?
Well, they did an interview with him, and then they like fact checked the entire interview, and put a bunch of nonsense that had nothing to do with what he was actually saying, and it's the catalyst for all the Tommy Tuberville says white supremacists are Americans, which technically they are, but that's not what he was saying, and it's just they are. Just it's disingenuous and dishonest. I'll lump them in the same boat and then sink the boat.
Jeff, weigh in.
I'm not necessarily just defunding them. I mean, philosophically, no. But I will say the reason why they're funded is because there are places, unbeknownst to Dale Jackson, in Alabama, where Dale Jackson may not be aware of, where they don't have access to any kind of medium. They don't get the local TV stations. Or if it's in another state, but it serves a purpose for the community. However, I think at minimum there ought to be some kind of reforms in place. I just don't think it's realistic, especially Capital Journal is the state's public affairs program, and pretty much you don't want to get on their bad side, do you? So
y'all just went straight after your competition. Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News hosts that.
Hey, Phil, they're your competition too. I'll remind you, you're on the radio right now, and you're paying for your competition in the form of NPR.
Okay, fair enough. All right. I am somewhat swayed, although I don't go with the rural Alabama thing. I do believe that the perception that they are liberal with our tax dollars is something to look at.
I mean, all you got to do is look at their news product. Look at their news product. Their news product is putting drag queens right in front of you and acting like anyone who wants to.
But again,
where, I mean, they're just left-wing nut jobs.
Where was the drag queen in Alabama being hosted by Alabama Public Television?
Hold on. I accept that point.
Okay.
I accept that point. The point is that their news hour that they pump in nationally, that's pushing that agenda.
Okay.
All this stuff. Do we need another left-wing outlet that we pay for?
But, you know,
Do y'all remember the cartoon Arthur and they had the gay wedding and AL.com made a big deal out of? Alabama Public Television pulled that episode and they did not air it. And it really got the guys in this town mad, in Birmingham, mad about that. So, I mean, they try to do the right thing.
So what I'm gathering is that Jeff has some sentimental attachment to Alabama Public Television. I do gather that.
No, but Jeff is a man of rural Alabama. Listen to the man.
It serves a purpose. I mean, if you say it's not, you're lying. I mean, there are people that rely on Alabama Public Television.
I don't know anybody that relies on Alabama Public Television.
Because you don't go to those parts of the state.
Go to Bullitt County, Phil.
Are you kidding? I grew up with my going to Mama and Papa's house in Walker County. I know all about rural Alabama. That was my district. God Almighty!
In Walker County.
All right, listen.
You're
all right,
wrong.
We got 2 minutes here. 2 minutes. Come to order. All right. Hey. All right. Next question, real quick. Bill to ban Chinese nationals from buying Alabama lands. It's moving forward. Is it going to pass? Are we going to be one of the states that bans China from buying property in the United States? And have we shut down commerce if we do that? Dale, you first.
Go to Bullitt County. They want to sell their land to China. What's going on? No, I think this is kind of overblown for what the purpose is. I understand the not wanting to sell farmland to the Chinese. I think that makes complete sense. That part of it makes sense to me. So I don't have much of a problem with this, especially given that they're our enemy and we have some real issues.
Jeff.
Watch the business community. They're going to fight this in the Senate. I expect a bunch of amendments. There's a bunch of Chinese-owned businesses in Alabama already, and they're going to want to expand. And they're going to do carve-outs for that. I don't know how that's going to go over, but that's what I think is going to happen.
That's exactly what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to wind up seeing people arguing that no one should be prohibited from being able to make a profit on the sale of their lands because that's part of the right to own property is to enjoy the use of it and to make money from selling it if you wanted to. And then the question becomes, can government get involved in a private sector enterprise by doing that? It's dicey, man. It's dicey. Then again, I don't like the idea of China owning land right next to Redstone Arsenal or some other place like that. So, I don't know. Are we down to it, Boomer? 30 seconds? All right. I tell you what.
Give me a question.
Got a yes or no question. We'll take it.
ESG did pass committee. Does Dale Jackson even know what ESG means?
Yes, environmental, societal, governance, or whatever. There you go.
Exactly. He does, and he has no idea.
And he knows because they talk about it on public television. There it is. All right. Dale Jackson, WVNN up in
County
Huntsville, and writing for Yellowhammer News. And Jeff Poore calling it in from the State House. We appreciate both of you. Love you in spite of yourselves. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.